Signposts for Living, Book 5, Parenting, Love, Pride, Apprenticeship. Hello, gorgeous Kristen Coggan, how are you?
I am well. How are you today?
I'm good. We are both holding in our hands some very nice little books that are blue with, I like the colour theme, blue, red and white. Mm-hmm. Yes. And this one, book 5, is Parenting, Love, Pride and Apprenticeship. And, you know, Amazon bestseller.
Mm-hmm.
Help me. And, yeah, so let's talk about it.
All right. Let's get into it.
So a lot of clients come and talk about parenting. I think when we have kids, we have this concept of, I want to have kids. It's going to be so great. I'm so passionately excited. And then we have kids and we discover it's a really, really tough sport.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. And we also think that the tough times is when they're little. But in truth, I think teenage years potentially is harder because it gets more complex.
I would agree with that.
Yeah.
I do remember somebody saying to me once when I was possibly having a slight whinge about having a two-year-old, three-year-old. They said, wait till they're teenagers. You don't know anything.
Well, it gets more complex, doesn't it, and more personal, and they get more clever, and the issues get bigger, and the ramifications are bigger, and you have less control.
Yes.
It's tough.
It is. It's a bit of a battlefield at times.
And people say to me, there's no manual for parenting, and this is not exactly a manual, but it is very close to a manual. It's a kind of a good guide ship, I think.
Oh, if I had have read this 10 years earlier,
yeah,
maybe even 15 years earlier, that would have been great.
It's a good one. So I've called it Parenting, Love, Pride, Apprenticeship, and I think that's really point. I'll just give myself a pat on the back on that one. So love is all about the attachment component and, you know, being that kind of safe space with that consistency and the go-to. Pride is about building the child's sense of self and their self-worth and giving that feedback and understanding the profound influence we have on their sense of self, so not to do harm.
Mm-hmm.
And apprenticeship is really comprehending that parenting isn't just about loving them. It's really about shaping them to become the best version of themselves and adults in time. So expecting them to do what they're capable of doing and to grow developmentally, and so to contribute and to take responsibility, to communicate, to mm-hmm. be mindful of other people. So it really is to kind of grow them up and expect them to, thrive and having that kind of expectation for them. And can I just say, you know, this is a guide. We all fall short. We're not perfect. We come home, we're tired and grumpy and we don't get it all right. So, you know, it's not about being, you know, perfect as parents by any stretch. Actually, there's something called good enough parenting, which is in this as well. And it's really about how if your parenting is too optimal, then the children start to think that that's how the world's going to be. And they're not prepared for the real world. And you can screw them up that way.
Crikey.
I know, right? So you've got to, it's called good enough parenting, which is to kind of do a good enough job, but don't be perfect by any stretch because the world's not perfect. And they need to understand that people are not always reasonable. They're not always, you know, optimal and they're very fallible. So, you know, that's like a whole, you know, it's a pendulum, like just stick in the middle somewhere. But, so there you go. Good old parenting, hey?
I like chapter 26, teens become cave dwellers.
Yeah.
They so do, don't they?
Oh, yeah, totally. Clients come in and say, look, something wrong with my teenager. They're just in their bedroom all the time. And I'm like, have you spoken to other parents? You know, that's actually developmentally what they do. They need to go and become their own person, which means separate from the family and connect with their peers online pretty much. They're cocooning themselves. Mm. And their sense of being with people is outside of your home. And, so do get them out gently and carefully, but don't take it personally.
No.
Half one.
I learnt that one quickly.
Well, you know, I think we all go through that one, don't we?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, wow. There's like 30 chapters.
Didn't you know that? You wrote it.
It's been a while ago. Been a bit busy. Yeah. So, you know, it's really interesting. So this talks about criticism and hope, letting dad be the primary parent too. Mm. That's a good one.
Mm.
Lecturing, negative language, yelling is a warning horn only. Different types of parenting styles, and also looking back at our parents and how our parents' parenting has affected our parenting.
Yes.
It's a very complex sentence. Yes. That whole pride issue that we talked about earlier. Oppositional behaviour, help me.
See, where was this when I needed it?
I know, right? Oh, gosh. Never, never say something that you cannot carry through on and control.
Yes.
Oh, that's a big one.
And because how easy is it to not get that
right? If you do this, I'll do that. And then you don't. And then you just lose all your
power. Can I tell you a story I did once?
Yeah.
Because I know that, like, you should not say something you won't carry through with.
Yeah, yeah.
And I did say to my son one day I was going to throw his iPad out the door. And he pushed it, so I actually had to throw it out the door.
And then you felt the pain of the fact that you paid for it.
Yes, and it did break it. But it did teach a lesson.
Well, you know. To both of you.
Mm.
Oh, that hurts me. You poor thing. You poor thing.
But anyway.
You know, this goes into how teens need to feel listened to, how their friends are so crucial, not comparing kids, which I would have thought was really basic, but it still happens. Kids who say they're fat, so we've got kids with body image issues, that's really, really common. The culture of love in families, I think that might be my favourite. So, you know, people have different ways of expressing love. Teenagers, flow in the family, that's state of flow, so that's previous books. Technology, big one. Sleep, big one. Parental separation, big one. Money management, so that's about apprenticeship. So it keeps going through, hey, and school, and the last one I left on a really light note, teenagers who vote us out. Oh, that probably wasn't a very nice exit note because it's a bit depressing, but basically it's about how in relationships with children we have a lot of control, but teenagers, they actually get to the point where based on our relationship, they connect with us or don't, so we're the ones that get voted out eventually, or we actually become pivotal to their world. So it's a full circle. The power shift changes. So to be mindful of that.
It
is.
It can all bite you in the ass.
It does. So, you know, as with all, bite you in the ass, all of the six signposts for living books, you know, this one goes deep and heavy pretty fast. But again, I cannot say it enough. Accessible and conversational.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Really, really important. So everyone, if you're interested, parenting, love, pride, apprenticeship, this is the number 5 signpost for living books. It's available on all online bookstores.
And it's an audiobook too.
Well, yeah, you get to listen to my beautiful voice.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sorry about that.
You do have a nice voice.
Well, I hope so. Otherwise we're in trouble. And yeah, so there you go, everyone. And if you want to jump on to kirstenhunterauthor.com, you can also find all of the books, links, etc. We've got Facebook and Instagram.
Instagram.
Thank you, darling. Kirsten Hunter Author, Twitter, Kirsten Hunter AU, YouTube channel, Psych in Your Car, little sound bites of psych wisdom, and Signpost for Living with Dr. Kirsten Hunter. Here we are on the podcast. Thank you, everybody.
Bye.
See you later. What was that?